having completed our dive.
It's pretty funky. Funk it up, Fishbone. Yeah. All right, CKUW, 95.9 FM. Hey, we're back on the air. And yeah, there were some pledges that came through. I think they were none on the phone. I mean, my phone songs didn't work really, but maybe people are shy and they turn this down, man. I don't know. I didn't know they were singing on this. Oh, French, nice. Here, I'll turn this down a bit though. But yeah, so we got some pledges in there. So what did we say we were at? 13,000. Oh yeah, I got to turn your mic on. That would help, eh? There
yeah.
we go.
Okay.
There we go.
It's 13,369?
I think it is. 369. Yeah. Very good. So yeah. Very good, folks. We're, you know, if we're going to hit, or if we want to be on, I don't know, target, we need to be at $30,000 by this Friday. Because that's, by my math, that's the halfway point to 60. Look at the math. Look at the big brain on Alan. Jeez. Yeah, so Tanis is here from Listening Pleasures. If you...
Listening Pleasures.
Yeah. You should pledge her show. You know, I just want to say something about your show that's freaking awesome. So and this happened last week again, and it always happens. Like, if you've never listened to Listening Pleasures, Tanis has, like, guests on, I would say, what, 90% maybe?
Yeah.
I would say 90 is probably about accurate. And last week was Juvel. And
Juvel.
Oh, Juvel, sorry. And... they were spectacular, and it was super funny. Like they're amazing. They're actually playing at the Times Change High and Lonesome Club this Thursday night.
Thursday night, yeah.
I might try
good
and
one.
Go. It was that good, and they just showed up in the studio.
Well, and it was just two guitars. They have a bassist and a violin as well that didn't make it into the studio, and like all of the harmonies. It's gorgeous.
It was insane. It was. But the funniest thing was after I was kind of sitting in the back, you know, waiting to come on and do Night Danger, and I heard one of the girls. I don't think Tanis heard this because she was, you know, cleaning up the studio or whatever. But one of the girls like turned to the others and said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I was a little bit off tonight." I'm like, "What are you talking about?"
I
was shocked. I actually called her on it. I'm like, "You were off?" And she said, "Yeah, I worked all day and stuff." And I'm like, "If that's off, then what is on?" You know, I'm like, wow. Just shocking. So anyways, Listening Pleasures has taught me and introduced me to a hell of a lot of bands, which is one of the things that, you know, so many shows on this radio station have done. So if you're a music geek like me, this is the station for you, no question. I mean, I would say, and you probably shouldn't say this isn't a good sales pitch, but even if you're not gonna pledge us, listen to us and listen to many listen to many shows, because damn, it is crazy good for the
such
music
variety. Like you can find everything.
For sure. Like me and Tanis's shows are a little bit mixed up. Like you could hear like really really nice, you know, fun songs like Banana Phone and Juvel and people like that, but then we also kind of turn on the propaganda sometimes and we get a little ornery and loud, and lots of shows do that. Manitoba Moon does that with Mr. Mumbles, who's also here. It can be really nice, but it can also be really holy cow. Like, that's loud. So, for sure. But listen, we're, 13,000. I'd like to be at 14, you know, for the folks tomorrow. Voyage comes in, which is an unbelievably awesome jazz show. They come in tomorrow and they're on at, I think it's 11 a.m. And they're like to me, they're like award-winning stuff. It is sick. That show is ridiculous. If jazz is your thing, you have to listen to that show, and you should pledge it. He gets a million pledges. And he should. I mean, yeah. God, his research on stuff is insane. Like it's like whoa. Okay. So so anyways, and by the way, he also does reviews in the free press for Jazz Fest and all kinds of stuff. So he reviews jazz albums. So this guy's a genius. You know, so what's his name again? It's his last name is Black. It's Kurt Black. Is it Kurt or Kirk? I can't remember. But what a show! just awesome. So make sure you tune in for that. And by the way, you can pledge his show right now. If you know you're going to be stuck at work or school or whatever, and you don't want to miss out on pledging him, just call us right now, 204-774-6877. www.ckuw.ca/donate and give him a pledge, because I mean, he gets a lot, but you know, there's never enough pledging. You know, like we're never gonna say, oh, you know, Voyage has got $2,000 in pledges, no more. No, that doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. So, but anyways, let's get on with it. Should I say what we played? Yeah, Kraftwerk. We played The Telephone Call. What else did we do? I can't remember. We did Adam Sandler, which is pretty ridiculous, from way back in the day. Mr. Spindel's Phone Call. And when was that? I think I have that here. That was 1993, from They're All Gonna Laugh at You, put up by Warner Music. Oh, there goes the phone. We love you, by the way. Whoever's calling is the greatest person on earth.
Way to
right
use
now.
Your phone.
Yeah, the phone. That's great.
It's a dying art.
That's great, for sure. Yeah. And what else did we hear?
Especially to a landline.
Yeah. Pretty soon we won't have that. We'll only have cell phone, eh?
We're like, retro. Call our landline now.
Yeah, sometimes in 10 years on FunDrive, you'll phone and you know, I'll be sitting in my comfy pants at home taking the pledge. You know what I mean? That's how technology is going. Good. Great. Crazy stuff. But what else did... Oh, yeah. So Sandler, and then we heard the Martians discover the telephone, which is pretty fun as well. And of course, we heard Banana Phone by Raffi. And when did that come out? That came out in 1994, and that was also MCA. So, but anyways, that's enough of that. So thanks for phoning. Maybe those phone songs worked. Yeah, who knows? But but listen,
put it out in the air.
Yeah,
ask the universe.
Yeah, hell yeah. You never know who's listening, and we definitely appreciate it here at CKW, especially the late night shows like me and Tanis's. You know, for people to stay up and listen and then to make the move to pledge, damn.
It's fun if you listen to the podcast. If you're listening to the podcast right now, you know, we really appreciate that.
Yeah, hell yeah, man.
And we can use your donation right now.
For real. For real. We could. We definitely want to get to 60,000 this year. We need to get to 60,000. I'll tell you something real quick. I'm part of the board of governors here, and there's a real concern at CKW that enrollment at the University of Winnipeg may be down, 15% or more. And that directly affects CKW. It's crazy. We received 80% of our operating budget from tuition, from the students. So if we lose 15% of the students or more, that sucks for us. You know what I mean? So that's why I think we need all the pledges we can get, you know, no matter how big or small.
And, you know, and it's a very little amount that we get from the students, but there's a lot of students. So that adds up. And we just need a little bit of donations from a lot of people. And that would add up, and that would help us a lot.
For real. Don't be like shy about a $35 pledge. You're going to get the friends card, and we would definitely appreciate it. There's no two ways about it.
It's such a good friends card. Like, if you like music, like, there's discounts on all of the alternative record stores in the city, and be a filmy, is that what you call it?
Yeah, filmy. I just made that up.
Go to Cinematheque, and you just have to pay $6 if you show them your friend's card.
Seriously. And I just me and Tanis and Joe, who just left because he needs to sleep. Joe's a student here at UW, by the way. But anyways, I just showed them that like The Big Snit and The Cat Came Back. They're doing an animation, a Canadian local animation screening at Cinematheque. If you have a friend's card, you get in for $6. Damn. I mean, at that point, you could actually afford, you know, popcorn and a pop or something, or a water or whatever. So,
a medium popcorn. No, wait. Small popcorn is $5.
Wow. Yeah.
And it's delicious.
Yeah.
I get one every time.
Yeah. Yeah. And Cinematheque rules. And, of course, there's a big movement online to go local. And we're local. So don't forget about us. Not only will you go to the grocery store and hopefully pick Canadian and local products, and hopefully you pick your small businesses like the Friends Card has all over it. But just remember, we're a local radio station too, 100% local. Like, we have some shows that we pipe in as well when we don't have anyone to fill the spot. But on the most part, when we're doing live radio, this is all you know, people from your community, local Winnipeggers doing radio, and that's humongous. That's kind of disappearing off the radio dial. I mean, it's becoming kind of an oddity to have you know, local hosts, and we're a huge part of the community. I'll get into that later, but let's do something fun. So what we're gonna do is like we have okay. So first of all, how do you say it? Is it tarot cards or is it tarot cards? Like tarot cards?
Tarot.
Tarot?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So listen, I have a deck, and so does Tanis. Tanis's tarot deck is super duper nice, and yeah. So we just kind of picked a random card.
Every one of these cards.
What's that?
I slept with every one of these cards under my pillow.
Yeah. I didn't know that's a thing, too. Yeah. Like, you do that.
You have to
that.
Get close with your cards.
Wow. I'm going to do that. Because, like I said, I have my own set of tarot cards that I've never even... Like, I don't know how to read them, really. So, but we just picked a card each. Like, we just kind of picked it out of the deck. There's 78 cards in this deck. And so, these are the cards that we picked, folks. By the way, if you want to call in and get and have us pick a card for you, and we'll tell you what it means, just call us up, give us a pledge, and we'll read your cards, kind of, sort of.
Yeah, I definitely have a book that would tell us what these mean.
Yeah, we don't have this memorized, believe you me. That'd be weird if we did, kind of creepy, you know.
That would mean that we are officially tarot card readers. And
yeah.
Maybe that's something that we should look into.
Seriously.
Yeah. We both picked queens.
Yeah,
and queens, you know, are the woman matriarchal, like, mother force. So you're in good hands here at CKUW.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of what that's alluding to. We're nurturing, devoted, supportive, focused, truthful, both reflective and active, concerned with foundation, security, and dependency. So I'm not sure about that, but
yeah, wow.
But the Queen of Cups, which I drew, actions help a dream become real.
Cool.
So we're wise visionaries. Yeah, that's just regarding. Well, I was thinking about CKUW and Fun Drive. So, what were you thinking of when you drew the card? Probably.
Yeah, well, I'm definitely thinking the same thing. I'm thinking, gosh, I hope we can hit our $60,000 goal this year, you know?
Yeah.
But let me ask you something though.
Mm-hmm.
Because like you just bought a house.
Yeah.
And was that like a dream of yours, or were you just kind of like, yeah, I'm going to buy a house one day, whatever?
Oh, like, I didn't think I'd be able to afford a house. I'd been saving for a long time, and then I was sort of pushed into it by my other landlord. And yeah, it was a good time to buy. You know, if
Very
you're thinking
cool.
of buying, I'd buy sooner than later because everything's just going to go up, and then you have some equity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool because, like, you just read the card and it was kind of about dreams, you know, coming true.
Yeah.
That's why I asked. I was kind of like, I wonder if that was had
something
weird.
Well, I did wish for $1,000 on my show goal. So anyone out there listening blushers, would love your donations. That's my show goal. And my dream would be to be able to donate my Fun Drive money to other shows.
Actually,
so not using my money for my show,
right?
To say, hey, I made my show goal. No, I would like other people to get me to my show goal, and then I can help other people get to their show goal. That is my dream for this Fun Drive.
That's huge. I'm the same way. You know, I feel bad. You know, when before I got a show here, I mean, I got a show because of I listen to other people on CKW, and I'm like, man, I love music. I think I could do it, you know? And so, but I used to always donate to Patrick Michaelishan's show, and I feel bad to this damn second because, you know, I don't donate to him anymore. I donate to my own show. But yeah, I mean,
both have long shows.
Oh yeah. Patrick's show this Thursday night from midnight goes till 6 a.m. Not 3 like this.
That's
one
devotion.
Oh, and his show is spectacular. I mean, it's It's ridiculous. I feel like happy when
two
I know
hours,
one band.
Just, yeah, wipe me out when I did 2 hours. Like I can't imagine. Like you with three and then 6 hours.
Yeah,
like, wow.
Mr. Mumbles does six
yeah,
too.
No,
like
I know.
What the heck? That's crazy. Yeah. Okay, keep going. Keep going. Yeah, yeah. I got to drink coffee anyway. Speaking of, okay. You know.
Well, the Queen of Wands. That's the one that Alan picked. Lady of the Manor, charming, magnetic, and friendly. Loving and honorable, understanding, sympathetic, and practical. Likes money, but understands economy.
Oh.
Yeah.
No kidding.
So, yeah, I think I'll leave out the bad ones, but social introductions.
The bad ones are, it's a huge list.
It's like, it's a reverse thing. Like, you know, if it's upside down, you know, like it might be like maybe you should work on some things. But business success is the last.
Oh.
Yeah. So I feel like we might make our goal and like definitely people start donating.
Yeah.
Like if they donated at 2 a.m.
Seriously.
Wow.
Seriously. I'll tell you what, the record for Night Danger is oddly 222, which might mean something, but it was a friend of mine named Matt, and he fell asleep, and then he said, oh, I'm going to donate, I'm going to phone tonight, and he woke up at, I guess, 222 and phoned us, and he's the world record holder for latest pledge on Night Danger.
You could be the latest pledge ever.
Yeah.
Or earliest.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
Well, usually, like, we get calls, like, right at 1 or at 12 midnight, but we didn't get any this time. So, but I know people are kind of, you know, I know people are waiting for payday, which is Friday and whatever. But, anyways, we got another week of
we
fun.
We totally understand that.
We do. Well, I totally understand that for sure.
I like to wait till my credit card rolls over.
Yeah. For sure. But remember, too, folks, if you're feeling a little strapped like we all are, but you still want to help CKW, because I know there's people out there who definitely feel that way. You know, I go on the payment plan I have for, I think, this will be my fourth year in a row doing it. And we'll put you on a payment plan for the $35 pledge, and we'll put you on for the $500 pledge as well. So let me look at my...
Yeah, that's a really great, like $292 a month. Like you wouldn't even notice that. That's
no.
like less than bank fees.
No, for sure. For sure. $292 for the, and you get the friends card too if you want and stuff.
Yeah.
So, but if you want to get the t-shirt and the friends card, it's $625 over 12 months. I mean, I don't know.
No, I don't think you'd even notice that.
No. No, you know,
fee.
what's happened with me too, which is really good. You know, it's an example of maybe taking a negative and turning it into a positive. So, January 3rd, I fell down my stairs and broke my ribs. But you know what? That's equaled. I have not had a cigarette since January 3rd, and I don't feel that I'm going back. So, which is different. I've quit before. And then something happened, you know, something blew up or you know, I got my credit card bill or whatever. And then I was like, well, I'm going back to Domo and getting my damn smokes. But this time feels different. This time feels like I want to quit. And so
congratulations.
That's
huge.
It's massive. And what's massive is how much money I spent on that. I'm looking at my online banking. I'm like, I actually have a little bit left over, you know. So at $18 a pack, I think it was, I didn't even want to know the price because I just wanted to smoke. But at $18 or $17 a pack, I was doing 2 packs a week. And so if you do the math, that adds up pretty freaking quick. And so not having that in my life right now is not only, you know, I'm breathing a lot easier, but I'm not as strapped as I once was. So I'm thinking I'm going to hold on. But at the same time, I'm like, man, is that Mike? Uh-huh. Yeah, so Mike from Transland just gave me a $10. Yeah, it's the tarot cards. It's the tarot cards. But thanks so much, Mike. We definitely appreciate that for sure. You know what that puts me at? That puts me at $495. I'm only five away from 500, folks. So if you're out there and you want to push me over 500, give us a call, 204-774-6877.
That's exciting.
Yeah. And, yeah, I mean, you can still obviously pledge listening pleasures. You can pledge Manitoba Moon. We got two radio hosts in here. I don't know for how much longer. It's 1:20 in the a.m., everybody.
Oh,
so
yeah, she gotta work in the morning.
Yeah, Taz has got to get out of here, like right quick. But anyways, yeah. So one more chance, though, before she goes. If you want to us to pick a tarot card out for you, and we'll do a little analyzing and see if, you know, see what...
Mr. Mumbles, what do you like to pick?
Yeah, Mr. Mumbles, you want to pick? No, he's scared. He's scared he's going to get like one of those... So do you know what the bad cards are, actually? Like what?
There's no real bad cards. It's no. Just like, you know, you're the arcana. It's probably like, yeah, it's just change and like, yeah.
Well, change isn't always bad, you know.
No, if you're reckless. Okay.
Yeah, we're getting a pick. Mr. Mumbles is as soon as we said there's no bad cards, he's in. What the heck?
Oh, you're gonna take that one? Hmm. I'm just kidding. Oh, you got cups too. So our cup runneth over here, or it could if you donate.
Yeah. Well, me and Mr. Mumbles are caffeine addicts, so no wonder we got the cups card, you know?
You'll need 6 cups.
I need 30 cups.
With a burning heart and cross in the middle.
Oh.
Isn't that
interesting?
Yeah. This is a very decorative deck. It's ink. So Tattoo Tarot. Yeah, they're pretty cool.
Cool.
So 6 of cups. Past connections. Oh. Someone from donations past.
Yeah.
May look you up. Childhood memories. Maybe a childhood friend. Out there. Yeah. Old relationships.
Ooh.
Joy in nostalgia. Renewal. New cycle. Harmonious networks. Positive influences. Favors earned and returned. Blessings passed on.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, these, it's the positive road to reaching our goal of $60,000 by February 21st.
Yeah. You know what?
Fundraise in the air.
It's interesting because Mr. Mumbles always pledges my show, too, just for fun. Like, every year he's been like, here, man, here's a pledge. I'm like, no way. Thanks. You know, so that's the passing of the blessings over right there, I think.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm talking about. So, yeah, for sure. But, 204-774-6877. As usual, Listening Pleasures, Night Danger Radio in Manitoba Moon. We're having a good time here. Middle of the night, 1:22 in the morning. Maybe we should play a tune or something. I mean, Hey, one thing that we do here really well, and one of many things that we do here really well on CKW, is we support local bands, we support the local arts community, we support local businesses, and of course, we've been doing it for forever. We've been doing it since 1963, as a matter of fact, which is when the radio station opened, and we went on FM in 1999 for the world to hear, and I think at the same time, did we go on the internet in 99 too? Did we go like World Wide Web thing or no? Okay. Yeah, we don't know exactly when we started broadcasting over the World Wide Web, so you could podcast. Like, we get people that have called from like Germany and all over the States and stuff that have, you know, I bet you accidentally ran into our radio station and we're like, dude, this is good. You know, and so anyways, again, I've lost my train of thought. What was I talking about again? I can't remember.
Donating to upkeep the website, maybe?
Oh, yeah. Well, we should do that, too. We need a new website. If you go there right now and you're looking at it, it is a little bit, what's the word? Archaic might be the word. Yeah. Yeah. It's an old website. I don't know how long we've had it going, but some of where your money would go would be to help us, upgrade the website and perhaps get a brand spanking new website. And we'd love that. And I'm sure you would, too, because we'd like to be a little bit more interactive with our listeners via the website. And right now, it's a little bit hard to be interactive. So, by the way, hey, before we get to I was talking about the local all the local stuff that we support. But anyways, yeah, bands, of course, artists, of course, you know, everyone, painters. Man, Tanis had like a one of our local like burlesque dancers in here one week. Like we were saying, 90% of the time there's a guest. And it's not just like bands and artists. It's like, you know, I love that guest you had, and I can't remember her name. She's the greatest, but she makes soap and she makes other stuff now. She's freaking awesome. She's The Woodland Spirits, that's right. And her soap is just.
Oh, yeah. It's killer. All natural from their forest in the, in Killarney.
No kidding. I didn't know that, actually. I use her soap. It's great. Her soap is good, too, because...
With their Christmas tree.
With the needles or whatever. Yeah.
When she's done with the tree.
Yeah, and it smells delicious, by the way. Like, I remember the first year I bought from her, I bought from my sister, and I remember when I got home, my car smelled absolutely like it's never smelled before. I was like, I should just buy... You know what? I actually talked to her. What's her name?
Brittany,
that's right. And I talked to Brittany at like a local market, and I said, you know what you should do? You should market your soap so that we just are able to put it in our car as like a car air freshener. Because I'd never bought, a car air freshener that smelled as good as that ever in my life.
No, and like, it would warm up, and then like you get the renewed, wonderful aroma.
Yeah, and this coming from a smoker who chronically smoked in my car. Like when I got in my car, it was almost like my brain just said, okay, light up, let's go, you know, and that soap made my car smell actually half decent instead of like disgusting cigarette smoke. Don't smoke, folks, quit, because I smoked for like 15 years now and I hate it and it costs way too much. So that's a public service announcement.
And use that money to donate to CKUW, how about?
Yeah.
The money that you're going to spend on that pack of cigarettes, donate it here.
Seriously.
Get a friend's card, get a t-shirt, get a hoodie.
Seriously.
These are all levels of incentives. Or just get your tax receipt, and that helps you at tax time.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. All right. 204-774-6877. Or head online if you're a shy, or if you're a computer guru and you're just like lightning fast on the computer. It's www.ckuw.ca/donate, or just hit www.ckuw.ca and hit the donate now button. And if you call real quick, maybe you'll get your cards read, because I think Tanis is on the way.
Gotta go soon, but I'll be here for 10 more minutes. So,
there you go.
You want a card? You want two cards? Just let me know.
There you go. All right.
Nothing in my pocket, nothing in the bank. Pork chop in the fridge, it's getting kind of rank. I was waiting for a little better on a Monday morning. Creek is running low, not quite a trickle. The fields are growing stones and the farmer's eating pickles. I was hoping for a little better on a Monday morning. But I know you will make me feel brand new. I never made any money dancing in the living room. You come on me like a freight train. Make me feel like everything might just be okay. A little two-step in the kitchen, baby, just waltz into the blues. I never made any money dancing in the living room. Everything's broken, the faucet wants to leak. The drywall needs a patch and the floors keep trying to creak. But it stays dry, baby, when it ain't raining. I'm a drama king, I know our house is a home. But there's a sad feeling ringing on my phone. Dial scream, it's making me crazy. I know you make me feel brand new. I never made any money dancing in the living room. Yeah, you come home to me like a freight train. Make me feel like everything might just be okay. A little two-step in the kitchen, baby, just waltz into the blue. I never made any money dancing in the living room. I never made any money dancing in the living room. Thank you.
It's not just in your head. You wish you were dead, but you're alright. Yeah.
What's coming up next? Who knows? Who knows? Ooh. This is happy. Happy, happy, happy. All right, CKUW, 95.9 FM, Night Danger Radio, on the air, episode 298. And, yeah, it's our Fun Drive show, by the way. It's Fun Drive 2025, and we're having a good time here. I've never done a Fun Drive show before where we actually read tarot cards, or I call them tarot cards, but I've probably been wrong the whole dang time. And it's really fun, I have to say, to have Tanis. Joe didn't jump on the air, but we got Mr. Mumbles, our music director, sitting right beside me right now, and he's got what we call in the business a hot mic. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Man, you are really prepared here. I'm very impressed.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
This. Did you use stencils and like multicolored markers on your cards here?
Yeah. For real. Well, look at my cheat sheet, right?
Yeah,
for
the. It's like. Wow.
I mean, I have
a lot
this
effort, and that is like a whole. It's like a prospectus here in this binder with all the. It's like show number 297, Canada Grunge Pain. And there's this big set list here, all prepared. All your records got like, oh, man.
I got all the.
Never this set up. This is very impressive.
I got the year of the record. I got the record label that put it out. And sometimes on a separate piece of paper, I'll even have like a little, like fun fact thing about the band or about the record or something. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun doing radio. I have a really good time during the week researching, you know. It's pretty excellent. All right, but it is Fun Drive, folks.
Note to self. Get my game on.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know if you saw, like, I do this, maybe we'll do it now, because we're about to do, a local yokel set. That's what we call them here. And I have a complete concert and club, it's kind of a complete concert and club listings. Maybe we should go through it, but maybe we should do the weather, too. I don't know. Like, there's stuff we could do. I mean,
it's cold.
It's cold.
The weather. There you go.
It's cold. We got a good walk, and I'm gonna drive Mr. Mumbles home after. We got a good walk to get to the car. Usually, I can park underground, but because I was working the phones from to be honest with you, I was supposed to be here at 6, but I didn't get here till 7 because I screwed everything up at home. So
no buses.
Yeah, but we got a good walk to the car after we get off here. So, which is we got only an hour and 10 minutes left. I'm super happy to say that we did hit our 170th pledger or donator or friend of CKUW. That's amazing. And but we're kind of stuck at $13,369, and we could use more. For sure. We're looking for $60,000 by the 21st of February. So there you go. Ooh, what's that? That's some weird. I wonder what that was. That was some crazy keyboard.
Sounds like, well, I can't remember now. But, well, let's see. It's not Sid Dale, that's for sure. It's who else? Eric Sade, maybe?
Oh.
Or some, I don't know, I'm trying to go over the library people.
Actually,
library music people.
You might be right on that, actually. That's crazy. You might have hit that. Damn.
No, Patrick McQuishan would probably know for sure.
So, yeah.
I'm vaguely, I have to like do a little more research. I need to see it in front of me. I can't just recall it like that, you know?
No, for sure, for sure.
But I'll pick it out of a list. It's like, that's the one, you know?
I actually can't wait for Pat's show on Thursday night. I'm going to stay up as long as I can. I'm actually doing the phones, by the way, folks, so you can call us Thursday afternoon. I'm 2 to 8 is my phone shift. Then I'm going to go home and maybe nap, and then I'm going to see if I can tune into Patrick's show, which starts at midnight. So I'm stoked about that. You should all listen to Patrick Michaelishan, The Wonderful and Frightening World of Patrick Michaelishan, which is Thursday night at midnight. Until 6 o'clock in the morning.
Matter of fact, I might
Wednesday.
Actually be on the phone. Yeah, apparently on the phone, at least this week. Yeah, I should probably be on the, I'll be on the manning the phones that time.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, you got you guys and gals, you got to listen. You got to listen. It's one of the best radio shows, in my opinion, at least that I've heard on the radio. Period. Never mind the radio in Winnipeg. So, and yeah. For sure. 204-774-6877. Hey, we're starting to yawn here. Come on, man. Or www.ckuw.ca. Yeah, it's, yeah. We, like I said, we need to get to $60,000 so we can operate this radio station properly, you know, for the year. And I should go through here. You know, there's a bunch of reasons why, you know, you should pledge to the show. And we kind of went over, you know, the shows, the diversity of the shows. I mean, I think every genre is pretty much represented here.
The fact that we exist is a small miracle. But you, what's... Well, money is a miracle these days.
Yeah.
And people calling is a miracle because of the fact that we have listener support. It keeps us going so that, well, you know, it's nice to have CKW on the radio to listen to.
For real.
But it doesn't, you know, can't take it for granted. And a lot of people haven't. They pay, they're happy to give.
For sure.
And then you get the radio to listen to all year. So.
Yeah. And you know the thing I wanted to touch on this break is the commercial free aspect of it. I am pretty anti commercial. My friends and family kind of laugh at me now. Like I watch a lot of hockey. I watched the Super Bowl on Sunday, which is supposed to have like the really cool commercials. And then the commercials were a little bit better, but to me they were still pretty annoying. And I have this habit. It's just unconscious now. Even if I'm watching with some buddies, we'll watch a hockey game or something, and immediately the commercials will come on, and I'll automatically either turn the channel or I hit the mute button. It's just automatic. I can't deal with the commercials, and that's one of the nice things about the radio station you're listening to, CKW. There ain't no commercials. It's wonderful. I love it. I just tune in. I don't have to worry about some dude screaming at me to buy a car or something. Or...
Well, late night is usually, let's see, some weird Vag or knockoff commercial. There'll be like quits, you know, usually a lot of oddly enough money management agencies.
Yeah,
and I was thinking about the American stations I listen to, and it's just like, oh man, it's like nothing but anxiety attack. I listen to the radio. Yeah. This is not this station. I mean, it's like, give us a little bit of what you, of your change, and you know, we'll give you good vibes and music and tarot cards. I mean,
yeah, you don't hear that every day for sure. And yeah, we're not going to hit you with those commercials that tell you that your hair has gone gray and you need to get that colored, or that your teeth aren't white enough or something. Like, damn, man, you know, like, just leave me alone, you know. And we kind of do that here. You know, we just it's another cool thing about CKW. It's pretty dang inclusive. I mean, no one gets shut out or shuttered out or whatever you want to call it. It's wicked, you know. Everyone's accepted. It's a really nice community. And yeah, I've been here, this is my sixth year on the radio. I met like a million cool people, and it's crazy. It's nice to be a part of, for sure. You could be a part of it too. You got to call though, 204-774-6877, if you believe in being included. And yeah, I mean, that's what this radio station is all about. There's a show on here for everyone too. If what we're playing tonight is not your bag, I guarantee you, if you look through ckw.ca and look through the schedule and look at all the the write-ups on the shows, I'm pretty dang sure you're gonna find a show for you.
In fact, if for whatever reason there isn't, then maybe that's a calling that you're gonna step up and come to the station and do the show yourself.
Hell yeah! I mean, yeah, if you can't find a show that that's your thing, you should come and do a show, honestly, because you might be filling a void. That's for sure. So, 204-774-6877. I know it's 4 minutes to two, but hey.
Yeah, it's It's cool. You get that CKW toque for $95.90. That's a nice little, like, a level we offer. Of course, any amount in the high levels, if you have a tax receipt, you got a lot of money. I don't know how you got your money. As long as maybe you're filthy rich.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you just looking to plunk some money down for a nice tax receipt. You can do that.
It would be cool.
$500 or something, whatever you got, you know, maybe more. Who knows?
You know, that $500 pledge gets you the monogamous CKW radio that only picks up CKW.
Yeah.
To me, it looks like a flying saucer, which is pretty sweet. And,
I guess, it's... Do all my jam jars look like fried saucers? But it's a jar. You can have it empty. You can have it. You can put little weird colored beads in it or something, or money in it.
True that, eh? You could do it all.
You can put your CKW's next year's fund drive money into the jar.
There you go.
And then the lid is actually a radio. And it's, for some reason, it gets very bassy with the... It's an interesting design, so...
I want to see something here.
It's sort of like one of those... things you stick on a like executive desk. It's like an executive set. Like you get this versus like that cheap Franklin Mint fake plastic pen gold plated pen thing.
Yeah,
where those calculators that fall apart in a week. You get an actual honking or those little balls that go back and forth or weird things.
Yeah, man.
Like toys for executives. You get this CKW monogamous radio.
That's right.
Right on your desk. There you go.
Oh, yeah. So there... Or a kitchen.
You can put it beside your canisters. You know, it would fit right in there. So...
Oh, yeah.
Just thinking about it. I was thinking, yeah.
You can... I didn't know this, but you can click on the when you go to the Donate Now button on CKW, you can click on that monogamous radio, and they got a cool picture of it. Man, it looks sick. That looks awesome.
I have handed it over to some lucky donor, and I'm like, wow, that's... It feels good. Like, I don't want to oversell this thing. It's a thank you gift. It's not like this isn't a shopping channel here.
Yeah.
I make it late night and get into that. Ooh, look.
Yeah.
You know. But I look at sort of about... I have that observation power of, like, I'll look at any piece of mundane crap and go, oh, that's pretty interesting, you know. So,
but
the radio is, it's a sweet radio if you have it.
So. Yeah. I don't think you're going to find that many other places. Maybe someone else has something like that, but I don't know. I've never seen it anywhere else in passing. I think
it's I don't know where we found this thing, but it was pretty unique.
Pretty awesome by someone.
Because I looked at the circuit board, and it's